You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Happy Friday. You know what that means. It's Fly Day Friday. If you're not getting out there and practicing, I don't know what you're doing, but it's not that much fun.
It's not as fun as flying, that's
no,
for sure.
No, no, no.
Well, it could be.
You need therapy,
unlikely.
You need to get in the flow state, guess what? Go out and fly.
It's that flow state.
Anyway, guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 533, Paul. So thank you guys for hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday. Hope you're having a great day. Hope that it's been a great week, and you're looking forward to the weekend. You're going to go fly.
I am looking forward to the weekend to start building my vlog.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to do.
Very good.
If I can make it through this sickness, that is what I'm going to do.
But you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Tough.
Yeah, tough love. Nails. Anyway, today we've got an interesting question, and it's brought to you by our book, Living the Drone Life. Make sure you check out the number one drone book on Amazon, Living the Drone Life. Just go to droneyoubook.com. Pick up that book and let us know what you think. Leave a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. Get that question in and we will get it on. And if you haven't subscribed to the show wherever you listen, please do that. We really appreciate that. And share. Let your friends know about the podcast because we want to spread the word and make sure the industry is moving forward every single day.
Yes, definitely. Let's go ahead and play that question, Rob.
Hello. Hi. My name is Shyam. I'm calling from Florida. I got a strange question. Now, it's a 107 pilot could fly with an assistant pilot. Well, somebody else could be the operator of the drone once a 107 pilot is present nearby to handle the controls in case of emergency, or from my understanding. Could somebody flying under somebody else's 107 self footage from a quadricopter, or like post on YouTube? How does that work? Because let's say X is not flying the drone, but he's the 107, he's standing right there, and Z is flying the drone and taking the photos. Thank you. Oh, this is not an accent. This is real.
Thank you, Shyam. Thank you very much for the question. So let's restate the question. Just make sure we understand what he's asking. I think we do. But essentially, I don't have a 107. Maybe someday I'll get one. You do?
Mm-hmm.
So if we went out and we flew together, but I was at the controls, right? And I was flying. You're there monitoring, observing.
Able to take over control of the aircraft.
A very important point. Mm-hmm. And some footage is captured while I'm on the controls. Could we sell that footage legally? I think that's what he's asking.
And the answer is yes. Yes, because...
Good show, Paul.
Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. Yes, he can. The reason why, there is a 107 pilot there. He can make any one pilot in command, but he has to be able to take over control. So, and since they followed the rule and the law, and there was someone licensed there when they took the footage, I don't see why he couldn't sell it.
Okay.
I don't see why at all.
And so intent doesn't matter in this case.
No. But what is really important is, you know, a lot of guys are going to hear this and be like, wait a minute, he doesn't have a license, but the other guy does. Well, why don't I just farm out a bunch of jobs to guys that don't have pilots and then just put it under my 107, because you have to be present and able to take over the controls during every flight.
Right.
So.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you need to essentially be right there and take over the controls within a few seconds.
Yes.
I mean, kind of getting down into the weeds with that, but that's really what you're saying.
Yes, that's
in order
exactly
to ensure that you're doing it legally according to 107.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, that may change because the FAA just put out this little thing. Actually, as we were recording this, it's Tuesday. There is a conference going on in Virginia right now, and they are talking about they are going to increase the freedoms to fly. So our podcast is working. And what does that mean? Operations by exemptions. They're going to be doing more operations over people, expanded operations, and then small cargo and Amazon operations, but I think that may be some time before we get there. But they're finally saying that it's going to happen. We just don't know when. And I, you know, I always go back to what Tom told me. Tom is FISDO up in Denver, one of my favorite FAA employees. He was the guy who watched over me way back in 2013. Flying drones for the FAA at an air show.
Oodles ago.
Yeah. And in the drone industry, that really was like the beginning.
Right.
He said the FAA will say something, but it could take 5 years for them to implement it.
Sure.
That was 2013. It took them until 2016 to get drone law out. So that was 3 years. And that was quote unquote fast by FAA standards. So if we take Tom's proven predictions, we may be 3 to 5 years out for Amazon. We'll see. So, but anyway, that is going to do it for us today, guys. Thank you again for listening. Please leave us a review. Let us know how we could do this a little bit better. Or if you have a question, go to askadroneyou.com. And if you're ready to start living the drone life, it's really simple. Go to droneyoubook.com and you'll get the formula that you need to start living your dream. Anyway, my name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.